dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental health illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, November 17th, 2022.
Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Ford House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio.
We would love to hear your voice, too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouseeducation@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspective, and thoughts.
Today on Radio Moon, we'll focus on the theme of success. What does it mean to be successful? We'll kick off the show today with a roundtable discussion on the theme of success. I'm here with Marissa, Noelle, and Peter, who will share their thoughts. But before we jump in, I just want to wish Peter a very, very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter, how old are you today, if you want to share with the world?
Yeah, 67.
Woo, Peter.
Not bad.
That's it.
And do you have any plans tonight?
Yeah, some friends are getting together for cake and coffee. It'll be good.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so we're going to jump right in, and we're going to start off with, how do you define success? What is your version of success? What does it mean to you? Noel, do you have any...
Success means when you start out to do something and it didn't fail, you know, it went well. That is what success is all about.
Marissa, do you have a version of success and what it means to you?
A version of success, what it means to you, I think, is something that you're really, you find something that really connects you or makes you, grounds you and makes you feel like you're doing something where you feel like you have purpose to the world and you're doing something that you enjoy to do. And that doesn't necessarily always mean from monetary standpoints, but things that just call out to you and that are you're really passionate about, in my opinion.
That's great, thank you. And Peter?
For me, success is setting your own goals and your own definition of success and living up to it, not letting other people tell you what success is, because their definition isn't always yours, and giving someone else the key to the happiness in your life is a sure way to not succeed.
Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing is, success is primarily a very positive thing, but does success always make you happy, or is there a downside to success?
I personally think there can be a fine line to success, because if it's something that's you want really badly, or your expectations are, you know, maybe it's not a right fit for you or something that you keep on striving to do, and it just, you're just reaching something, and it's maybe like, it's not a win-win, because if you're not happy, you're never going to meet those odds. And I feel like that could be somewhere where that's kind of, in a sense, a failure to you, but it's a fine line, I believe.
Success does make you happy. I believe that because whenever you set out to do something, you want to make sure that you do it properly. And if it's done properly, then you know that you are successful.
I like that version, Noel. Can you guys take a minute and think back to a time in your life that you felt successful? Success means a lot of different things, but take a few seconds, and if you're willing to share, can you tell us about that time in your life?
Well, I have a degree, or I should say a diploma, in pure and applied science from Dawson College. That is a success story all by itself.
It really is. Schooling is a huge success for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Congrats, Noel.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to share a success? Peter?
Yeah, I'll have to say schooling was also it. Finally, I got out of Dawson with my diploma in nursing after 7 long, hard years. But that's another story. But I felt good. I did it. I was free of Dawson.
Free from the clutches.
Yeah.
Very well earned.
Yeah, there we go.
Are there any positive things about not succeeding? So I don't know if you guys could think back to a time where maybe you tried to succeed at something and it didn't really go your way, but was there any positives to that? Any lessons learned, perhaps?
It helps keep you humble.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. Anyone else?
I can't think of any positive thing to think about after not being successful.
That's fair. Not everyone has a story to share about that. Maybe Marissa?
I don't know if this is very positive because, you know, I think I've been somebody who's just, when I fail at something, I feel like, ugh, like you're supposed to, I know, grow from it and learn. And I agree with that. But many times I've failed at things, and that would just, that would make me feel very, you know, defeated in many ways. But I don't know, I'm slowly trying to learn and, you know, try to learn from it and be in the moment and try to learn from, you know, experiences, because it does make you grow. It does. Failures do make you grow.
No, it really does. It's usually, no, you're right, Marissa. Often if we don't fully succeed at something, at least we can get something from that experience, and hopefully it'll either push us to do it again successfully, hopefully.
Yes.
Or, you know, completely stop and do something else. Mm-hmm. Who do you guys look up to that's popular and successful? And why? So many successful, popular celebrities out there. Entrepreneurs, anyone of that sort. Who do you look up to?
I look up to Bill Cosby. He's has been successfully portraying a fatherly figure on the television screen for so many years. So I look up to him, and my hat's off to him to being successfully portraying that figure.
Have you been watching him since you were young, Noel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been following him for a while.
Yeah.
Marissa.
I don't know. Like, When I was younger, I'd probably look up to, like, more, like, celebrities and all those people. But now I feel like the people that I look up to are probably, like, just, like, and I see them as successful. I just, someone that I really respect, but I'm also very close with, is my sister, you know. I see that, you know, she's not only, like, a good person, but she's like, you know, she has her own business, and she has, you know, two wonderful kids, and you know, she's just a really good person. So when I'm like, I see people like that who are just good, decent people, and they treat people lovely, she kind of springs in and teaches that to her kids. And I just feel like that's, like, I look up to that because I'm rooting for people who are like that, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Peter, do you have anyone in your pocket that you want to talk about?
For authors and that, I really like Robert Sheckley. He was a science fiction author who through the 50s and 60s wrote short stories, and he was quite imaginative, and that was really good. He was quite witty.
Related to, I guess, like the more popular and successful people, can you be a victim of your own success? I feel like we all know a few celebrities out there, at least, that probably fall into that bracket. Do you guys have any at the top of your heads that come to mind? Marissa, I feel like you have a few. Miss Hollywood over here.
Yeah. I think as we look up as a victim of success, I think, you know, we hear about adults too, but also, you know, when young children start out in, like, in Hollywood, and, you know, there are victims of success, you know, if they're, you know, they grew up too fast, or, you know, they didn't know how to deal with being a celebrity, and also, you know, family. I mean, we can all see, like, a victim of success is things where, you know, they had no control. What comes to me, mine is the whole situation about Free Britney Spears. I mean, you know, it wasn't in this situation due to any alcohol or drinking. It was just dealing with this, something that we're right now talking about, is, you know, she had mental health issues, and she had a conservatory that started, I think, in, like, wow, it's for about 12, 13 years, I think. And her, you know, parents just running on their money, and they just had control. And I think that is, like, a victim of success, is you can have all the money in the world, which she probably does, but what she just wanted was to be autonomous, which I think we all want to be, and if that's stripped from us, what really is left?
Thank you for bringing that up, Marissa. I think, honestly, the Free Britney movement and just Britney Spears in general is a good one to talk about. We're going to end our roundtable there. I want to thank everyone for participating in our roundtable discussion. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Up next, let's take a listen to Successful by Ariana Grande. Fun fact, her parents named her Ariana after the character princess Ariana from the movie Felix the Cat from 1988. Let's take a listen.
I just got some real good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today's show is all about success. Most people, when they think of success, they don't think about death. But we think outside the box here on Radio Moon. So here's Peter with Peter's piece on how to succeed in dying. Take it away, Peter.
Hi. I am quite comfortable with death. I recently attended the Death Cafe. It is a group that gets together to discuss issues around death and have sweets and hot beverages. Before that, I worked 25 years as a registered nurse, the last 8 of which were working on a palliative care unit. Palliative care is focused on comfort measures rather than eradicating the disease. It doesn't see the patient's situation as hopeless with nothing to do to help them. Sometimes even radiation therapy was used to make the patient comfortable, but not with the aim of curing them. I realized that if I expected to have them leave disease-free, I would fail and become discouraged. In most cases, it was possible to allow the patient to be able to concentrate on living best the time that was left, rather than being subsumed with pain and mental and spiritual distress. Death is a topic fraught with misinterpretations and fears. This is due to the general fear of the unknown. I used to tell people that death was like puberty. No one has experienced it before, and it is different for each individual. Plus, there's no way to avoid it. I went to a talk by one of Canada's pioneers in palliative care, Dr. Balfour Mount. He said that it is possible to die heal. He did not mean that one could die cured. He meant this in a spiritual sense. A person who had made their peace with the world had a soul that was healed. A person would then be able to peacefully accept the fact of their situation and not suffer any anxiety or distress. Not every dying person can achieve this state, but when I encountered such a soul, I was both in awe and happy for them. This is what I mean when I say it is dying successfully. One patient I met that had what I consider a successful death, they had worked as a nurse and midwife before coming to Canada. She was also always helping fellow patients and comforting them. She had one adult child that suffered from mental illness, yet as the patient met the end of life, she was calm and accepting of her situation. Our chaplain at the time talked about her attitude towards death at a nursing conference. I learned much from these people and feel honored to have crossed paths with them.
Thank you, Peter. Next up, let's take a listen to a song released just this year by a fairly new artist called Ty Verdez. In this song, he asks, "If this was my last day on earth, will I be okay? This is last day on earth."
I got got 24 of these 60-minute things left. Damn, I ain't get to be a billionaire yet. Fly around first class, private jet flex. Use a black Amex, get up out the duplexes. Buy a Lexus, take a road trip to a spaceship. And I'ma get on, bless up in the sky and I'ma get gone. Gave up too much just to see one more dawn. If it was my last day on Earth. If it was my last day on Earth, if it was my last day, if I close my eyes and the sun don't rise, will I be okay? If it was my last day on Earth, if it was my last day.
And now it's time for another Radio Moon News Flash. All the Sesame Street Muppets are confined to the hospital now. Sesame Street is empty. The only free Muppet is Kermit the Frog. He was told by psychiatry that he may live outside the hospital if and only if he becomes a psychiatrist. So the Green Muppet ran and is now hiding in New York City. For Radio Moon News, this is Nikki, filling in for Catherine Sanders.
Thanks to our special correspondent for that news flash. Next up, here's Noel with a new poem. Take it away, Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you. It's called Success. The opposite of success is called failure. Dress for success. Always look your best, because you never know who might be watching. For every successful man, there is a successful woman behind him. You have success stories everywhere you go. Just take a look around. After being successful, you have to be prepared for misery. I like being successful at whatever I do. It keeps me motivated with that get up and go attitude. I like having successful people around me. That is what keeps me going. I think you have to plan to be successful. Sit down and write out what you need to accomplish. Some people blame success for their problems. I don't think of success that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. Next up, we'll hear from Bianca, who read Catherine's classic Radio Moon segment, Put Success First. Tell us, Doctor, how do we put success first?
Thanks, Peter. I'm glad to be filling in for Catherine today. You know I love to put success first. Here's this week's letter. And now it's time for another episode of Put Success First, the show where you put success first by writing in to me, Catherine Sanders, detailed letters with examples of how people have put success first. Because this show, Put Success First, will inspire other people to put success first. And here is a letter from an anonymous person who is interested in, you got it, putting success first. Although I'm in my 30s, I always like to know what children's shows are popular. Yesterday, I was watching Sesame Street, and I would just like to say that that television show is a waste of time because it deals with learning. Children at the age of 3 should be thinking about making money, and not by wondering about how to love their friends, nor about sharing, and not about helping one another. I think it's detrimental to society for young children to watch programs about feelings. By 3 years old, a child should find love boring, and be focused on success. I hope you will read this letter on your show. Wow, that letter covered an intelligent topic. Of course, children should be taught how to focus on success instead of on lessons of Sesame Street. Thank you for writing in.
Thanks, Bianca. Next up on Radio Moon, it's the Rolling Stones, their famous song, You Can't Always Get What You Want. These lyrics have not stopped being sung ever since the 60s.
My ocean. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
Thank you.
And now for another Radio Moon News Flash. Big Bird of Sesame Street has been diagnosed with inadequate intelligence. He does not have the necessary functioning to be successful, therefore he must stay in hospital. Big Bird's main problem is that he does not understand the meaning of the word success. He can't even spell the word, and he says he does not have any dreams of making money. Big Bird would be satisfied eating birdseed and living in a nest. For Radio Moon News, this is Nikki, filling in for Catherine Sanders.
Welcome back to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Next up on our show, we're going to talk about the subject of dressing for success. Do you think that the way you dress is an important part of being successful? Or maybe you have a particular outfit that makes you feel like you can take on the world? Here's Marissa, who did a series of interviews on the subject of dressing for success. Let's take a listen.
In today's society, we can be defined by what we wear. Are we considered successful if we don't want to dress or think like everybody else? Does that make us a complete failure and not a success? Representation is changing slowly, following all different sizes and shapes of people. We can look at the same scenario and define success as in individuality, which I feel is complete sense of courage and self-expression. I'll be chatting with a couple of people to get their view and opinions on the subject of their success. So today I will be chatting with my father. Hi, Dad.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
So I thought that it would be a good idea and kind of cool to see your approach, your perspective on what, you know, success is and, you know, what makes you feel good when you, whatever you're wearing. Do you feel the desire to be seen as a success in the way you dress?
First of all, let me just convey the fact that I'm retired right now. But as far as fashion goes, when I did work, I worked as a salesperson for many, many years. There was conformity in the sense that we had to wear a shirt, tie, jacket, and trousers in order to walk into any place to try and present ourselves in the best way we could. I was never in favor of dressing up in a jacket, tie, and pants. It was not my definition of necessarily being successful. It was just necessary to be done because I was in a certain field and that required dressing up in that way. My more comfortable way of dressing up, which I much prefer, is wearing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. That's where I'm more comfortable. But I don't think in these days where jobs are very diversified that you can really attribute necessarily the way one dresses as to being successful. Sometimes people dress up because they like clothes. Doesn't mean they're successful in their profession. But, you know, if that's what people like to do, to dress very, very high style, and that's fine with me, but I don't define people's habit of wearing clothes as being successful or not. I think you have to get to know the person to see what they do for themselves in life. And if the dress code is, I would say, necessary for it, to dress a certain way, to conform to what has to be done in their job, then they must do it. It's very different nowadays. You look on the street and you see people dressed all in all different ways. Some people have tattoos and body piercing. Others walk around in suits and very highly fashioned design. It's really very difficult to define what is successful and not just by dress.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me in on what your opinions are. It's fair, and it's to each his own. How do you feel if you were, Dad, if you were your young self, would you feel differently about dressing as being a success as you are
at this age now?
Well, when I was younger, I really didn't want to dress up, to be honest with you. I'm much more comfortable, as I stated previously, in a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. But there were many years that I had to dress up. And it led to a successful career in sales. But nowadays, I think that's changed. I don't think... Actually, it depends on the profession you are. If you're a salesman today in the textile trade, you don't have to be just very, very fashion-like. The name of the game is price and quality of the fabrics that you are selling. So things have changed in the textile industry. I can't speak for all the other industries, but I suppose that there are still many fields of industry where one has to dress up in a suit, tie, and jacket. Certainly if you're in the banking industry, you have to have a jacket, a tie, or maybe not the jacket, a tie, and trousers. It varies with the profession or the trade that you're in. But as I said, I'm terribly comfortable with my jeans and T-shirt.
That's awesome, and that's the best feeling, is comfortable. That's the most important thing, I think.
Well, for me it is.
Yes. Well, Dad, thank you so much for doing this again, and I love you. And
love this, you too.
And that's a wrap.
Thanks, Marissa, for that great interview. Stay tuned for another interview later on in the show. For now, let's take a listen to Dress for Success by Roxette. The idea of the song is that women should dress up very professionally for work so as to be taken seriously in the face of sexism. Do you agree? Let's listen to find out. Thank you.
And now it's time for a new Radio Moon News Flash. Kermit the Frog returned to the public eye. Kermit revealed in an interview this morning that he is taking over psychiatry. He feels that the Sesame Street Muppets could be useful in helping people find sanity with their simple lessons about sharing, giving, and caring. And he would be much more effective than psychiatry's efforts. Kermit is raising money to get the Sesame Street Muppets out of psychiatry and back to work. For Radio Moon News, this is Nikki for Catherine Sanders.
Welcome back. This is Radio Moon on CKUT. Next on our show, we'll take a listen to another one of my interviews on the subject of Dressed for Success. In this one, I will talk to fellow Ford House member named Nicole. Check it out.
Hi. We're here today to be chatting with Nicole from Ford House. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So we were on the discussion of success, that's our subject. And I wanted to chat and just get a feeling from everybody because, you know, everybody is to each their own and what makes them feel good. So I'm wondering if it's okay if I can just ask you a few questions.
Sure. I'm an open book.
Great. Do you feel the desire to be seen as a success in the way you dress?
Well, it depends on the situation. If I'm going for like a job interview or if I'm going to on a date or something, yes, I want to seem successful. But if I'm just like, you know, regular, like a regular Joe Blow going to the grocery store, not really.
Okay, thank you. The next question I have, what does success mean to you?
Success for me means family stability. Doesn't have to be big family stability, but, you know, some sort of family stability. Ability to feed myself, ability to clothe myself, ability to go where I need to go and take care of what I need to care of without, you know, any struggle.
Wonderful. Nicole, what is your powerhouse outfit that makes you feel confident?
Oh, I have one powerhouse outfit. I bought this when I was 20, but it can't fit me now because I, you know, gained a lot of weight. It's a black pinstripe. It has like pink pinstripes, and you wear a nice bra with it. Oh, I feel on top of the world with my shoes, my heels. Yeah, that's my outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that you know always color your hair and design it in a different way. Does that, you know, make you feel like an individual? Does that make you feel powerful or successful when you're trying all those different hair styles?
Yeah, I do. It does make me feel powerful because there's a lot of people that, you know, go for the basic, you know, the green or the blue, but I like to mix it up and shake it up with a nice, cool hairstyle like a fauxhawk or a mohawk or something like that. And then when I wear it with the suit, I can't wear the suit, but I can wear the jacket. Yeah, I feel great. I feel powerful. I feel like I'm unique.
That's an awesome feeling because that's what we all need to feel, special, and we're all unique. And I just want to thank you so much for this interview. I really, really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Marissa. Next up, here's the fantastic Cyndi Lauper with her song, Money Changes Everything. It was produced by Stevie Lillywhite, who later worked with you too. Here's Cyndi.
Hey, so
Welcome back. We're nearing the end of this month's Radio Moon broadcast. We'll be back on December 15th from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget to listen to us online at ckut.ca. We'll leave you tonight with the Smashing Pumpkins with Tonight, Tonight. Billy Corgan revealed that the song was about leaving Chicago to pursue his dreams.
Of war, he never gave you time or the space to soar, but you're a sharpened arrow.
Certain man and your soul gone to hell. Out of the world where you get expelled. And that's simple, man. a man tell. For you a bad man and you no know about the West. No know Billy the Kid and you no know Joe Tex. Can't come a war and left your bulletproof vest. His father got a go guide you through the test. Perplex me now and get the man vexed.